This is Natalie Hutchison with UN News. Anti-immigrant rhetoric around the world is increasingly worrying, a UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights Defenders said on Tuesday. And when some governments begin labeling migrants terrorists, advocates for their rights need to find ways to protect them. Independent rights expert Michelle Forst also says defenders themselves often face attacks from local officials and are at the center of a narrative deeming them enemies of the state. Mr. Forst explained that countries resisting immigration fear an influx of migrants will change the nature of the country and taint national values. He spoke with Elena Vapnichnaya of UN News' Russian unit about how defamation of immigrants and their defenders impacts local social climates.
During my academic visits to countries, during my official visits to countries, since I've been appointed in March 2014, I met with a number of defenders of rights of migrants and people on the move in the U.S., in Mexico, in Guatemala, Honduras, in Colombia. That's okay also in Azerbaijan, in Hungary, in Europe as well, and in Australia also, where they are facing a dire situation, those who are trying to protect asylum seekers. And that's a global phenomenon. You see that migration is a global phenomenon, and you cannot escape of that. People need to move, will move, because they want to move, or simply because they are forced to leave the country and to move. So we need to find ways to protect them. And human rights defenders are those who are protecting the rights of migrants. And because they are sometimes assimilated to migrants, they are themselves facing strong attacks by states and public officials that accuse them to be smugglers or to introduce migrants illegally to countries. And that's a phenomenon which is, for me, really worrying with the increasing number of countries in which we see populist leaders, not only Hungary, but also Poland, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, but also Austria, Italy. And although there are also countries in which you don't have those populist leaders, the power of those parties also in countries is so powerful that sometimes those who would like to refuse to follow the same path sometimes also tend to be vocal also on migrants. That's the case in France, that's the case in Spain, that's the case in other countries, in which you see that defenders of the right of migrants are now sometimes brought to justice, like in France, like in Italy, like in Spain. So democratic countries are also following the same path, which is, for me, a signal that something is going wrong.
What is the justification that they're giving for, first of all, repression of migrants and preventing them from coming into the country, and also repressions against defenders of their rights?
And you see, I mean, you know the rhetoric of those political leaders, those politicians, those actors that tend to communicate a strong message that those migrants would change the nature of the country, that would introduce new values, which are not the values of the countries. That's the case for those who are coming from Muslim countries. In fact, they would say that the power of those people would be in our countries a danger, a threat for the values of the states. So they find many ways also to describe those migrants as a danger for the country. And I was in Hungary precisely at the time where there was a flow of migrants trying to escape from Syria, trying to enter through Serbia to Hungary. I was appalled to see the behavior of police officers, but also of citizens that were also trying to protect the borders, trying to attack the migrants and the defenders. So that's something which is, for me, a matter of great concern.
You mentioned also terrorism as one of the abetting terrorism as one of the justifications for such actions.
Yes, I wanted to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the UN Declaration on Human Rights Defenders, and I launched a big survey amongst defenders, asking them, what do you need, in fact? What would be the best message that we could convey to states for this anniversary? And they all told me that the most impressive and the most massive concern is the narrative on defenders. And as you rightly say, they are called close to terrorists. They are called enemies of the states, promoters of Western values. They are accused of being smugglers, as I said, anti-development, against progress. And in fact, those campaigns of defamation and vilifications have an impact on how the global population of those countries would assess the defenders. While those people are simply people that are trying to promote and protect the rights that have been adopted 70 years ago in Paris with the UDHR. And because they are promoting the rights, trying to protect those who are protecting the rights and promoting the rights, they are in fact accused of being like the devil.
I just want to make sure you said they're viewed as protecting or bringing Western values.
Yes.
In Middle Eastern countries, you mean?
In many countries. If you take Central America, Latin America, when it comes to LGBTI, activists, or when it comes to sexual and reproductive rights, like abortion, for instance, those defenders are accused of introducing Western values that would not reflect the moral attitude of those countries. That's the case in Africa as well, with LGBTI. In many countries, you see that those who are trying to protect activists are in fact in great danger. And the call for moral values is something which is, for me, a global trend that you see in many countries, and that would explain why those politicians are currently trying to vilify the defenders.
Last question. I understand you're not paid for your work, or you paid symbolically $1, I think, except for the official trips they're covered. So what makes you do this?
I mean, passion. I've been working with Women's Defenders since more than 20 years now, and meeting with families of defenders, families of disappeared, hearing moving stories of those families, seeing how they are treated by states, seeing that the UN could do better. I feel like that's a moral duty for me to do that. The fact that I'm not paid gives me more freedom. I can tell truth to powers, including to the UN. And I could say that at the UN, we should do better, and the UN should do better in many countries. When I see the behavior of some resident coordinators, UN country teams, when I'm speaking to them, sometimes I'm appalled on the poor understanding of the situation of defenders. In the coming weeks, there will be a global report by Guterres that was called by a resolution adopted last year, which is a sort of a global assessment of all efforts made by the UN organs, agencies to protect defenders. And you will read the report and you will see that really the UN could do better. And I do hope that after the report, the UNSG will launch a global study, a survey, to develop a global strategy for the UN to be more effective in prevention of attacks against defenders and protecting the rights of defenders.